A researcher at the UBC Okanagan campus in Kelowna has been testing the effectiveness of a mobile app that encourages people who are living with a spinal cord injury, but can walk, to get active. Dr. Sarah Larison, a researcher in the School of Health and Exercise Sciences, has focused her career on working with people who live with a spinal cord injury, PSI, but are ambulatory. She says this population is an isolated, often misunderstood group of people because while they live with an PSI, they may not rely on a wheelchair all of the time for mobility. When people think of someone with an PSI, they picture a person who might be a paraplegic or quadriplegic, and that's a person who has had a complete spinal cord injury, explained Larison. But a person who has had an incomplete spinal cord injury, who might be able to walk some of the time or with a device, can be ambulatory with an PSI. And this group is often marginalized. Dr. Larison conducts research with the Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Management based at UBCO and says about half of spinal cord injuries are incomplete. The ambulatory PSI population is often seen as different from others, and not a lot of research has been conducted with this cohort. Her latest study investigates the potential of a mobile health intervention app called PSI Step Together. According to UBCO, some participants were provided with the app to help set goals, track activity, connect or chat with fellow participants, as well as access an online coach and weekly educational components. The other participants did not use the app. No participants were prescribed specific exercises, but they were encouraged to do activities that bring them joy. They were also provided the physical activity guidelines for adults with spinal cord injuries, established by UBCO's Dr. Kathleen Martin Guinness, Dr. Larison's faculty supervisor. To achieve essential cardiorespiratory fitness and muscle strength benefits, the guidelines recommend adults with an PSI engage in at least 20 minutes of moderate to vigorous aerobic exercise and strength training on functioning muscle groups twice at least per week. During the 8-week study, Dr. Larison checked weekly with participants to see if they were accomplishing goals or facing barriers. Those with the app said they had greater fulfillment of basic psychological needs, including a sense of independence, competence, and belonging than those without the app. And general results suggest the program is feasible, well accepted, and engages participants. The program significantly improved the satisfaction of basic psychological needs, knowledge, and self-monitoring for leisure time physical activity. This study is important because it's the first exercise intervention for people with an PSI who walk, and one of the first mobile health programs for people with PSI in general, added Larison. It is also indicative of a great partnership. PSI Step Together was developed in collaboration with Curatio Inc. to provide the mobile health platform. We also worked with several ambulators with PSI to make sure the content, delivery, and format of the program met their needs.